Music, one of our very own proud DMP Music, man, teaming up with Angel B. Down this one. Amehlo Akho. I hear this is quite the hit currently, right? It's on your TV, it's on the radio, and finally we get to play it on your hottest frequency here in Mpumalanga, the best route. And he joins us live in the studio, QQ. Thank you so much for joining us, Ntate Ralebogatle.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Rise FM listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you? You're pretty stylish. Hey? Do people tell you how stylish you are? I'm like, yo, I'm so underdressed.
Hardly.
Oh. They hardly tell you. The people you keep around you. You're doing so much. And often what I wonder is, why are some people so invested in various things, where there are others who are only focusing on a thing or two? Do you think you are born with it, or do you just make a decision to multiply yourself?
I think one has to make a decision to multiply, multitask. I've always been that person who likes to experiment and be all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it makes life a bit easier. It's a way of relaxing at times.
It's a way of relaxing at times.
And yes, if it makes money, it does. If it doesn't, but then I would have done what I like to do. Yeah.
I mean, by doing so much, I mean, he's a DJ. You know how demanding the space of DJ is. He's a songwriter. He's an event organizer, a qualified lawyer. All of this one man. How much sleep do you get? Are you much of a, are you into sleep? Where you're like, hey, 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm good to go.
I hardly sleep, but I take fun in running. I do a lot of running marathons and everything. So it keeps me sane, yeah.
Okay, I hear you. What excites you the most about putting a song together when you are in studio with whoever you choose to be with, whether it's a collaboration or your own piece of work? What excites you the most about getting into the studio?
I think it's the adrenaline rush that one gets to, and not knowing what's going to happen with the song, how are people going to receive it. But then the drive, that passion of music for me, because it took me forever to start doing it. Yeah, so I'm now living my childhood dream at this age. Yeah,
right. Thank you for pointing that out. Are you the type of artist who goes into the studio sometimes, because at other times you would have something on paper, but there are those who get into a studio and start a song from scratch? What kind of an artist are you?
We just get into the studio and just start having fun, maybe with one stanza, and then we take it from there.
Yeah,
we hardly write. Yeah.
Favorite people you've worked with locally in MP in studio, who are they, if you could name job?
For me, I would say it's Angel Peter for now.
Angel Peter,
yeah.
The journey of making the song we just played now, no, Angel Peter. Tell us about the journey of it.
It was fine, nerve-wracking, but then in time it happened. Yeah.
Why nerve-wracking?
Because I have to juggle between whatever that I'm doing. Yeah. I normally say to people, when you see me here, I'm also an electrician, a plumber, I'm driving a truck as I'm seated here. So it's a lot. But then, yeah, when my manager wants me, he wants me. And then we tend to have a bit of struggle fighting. But then that's how it gets to be nerve-wracking. I think it's time management.
Time management. It's key, isn't it? Did you guys manage to be in studio together?
Yes.
Because technology allows you to put a song together from different areas, right?
The same studio together. Yeah. We did it in one day, so yeah.
In one day?
One day, I tell you.
Listen, you went into studio on that day with nothing, came out with a song.
Yes. That's how it came about.
Would you advise other artists to do the same thing?
I would.
Do you reckon that's where you are most creative?
Yes, the rush makes it more exciting.
Why Angel Peter? Why this particular collaboration?
Angel Peter, it's a free-souled person.
Mm-hmm.
I like her character. And she's more, she's free-spirited, so I could relate with. And that's how I got to work with her.
You spoke earlier about living your dream as a young person, but we also realize that you're quite passionate about uplifting young people who are into the arts also in the province. Is that one of the reasons why you do that?
Definitely. I want Mpumalanga and Elsfred Mbombela, in a way, to be a household name when it comes to music in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And further to that, I also wanted to do music way back then, but being an introvert, it hasn't been
You're
easy.
You're an introvert?
A serious one. Painful shy.
You could never tell. A DJ who's an introvert, actually, it sounds like me. Sounds like me. You also tap into the legal aspect of things, right? You have a qualification for it. If you're to advise young people going into the music industry about the legalities and processes, ways to go about, there are those who want to sign to record companies as well. legally, what would you advise for a young person who wants to move into the arts?
I think what I would say to them, they must take time and meet the right people. Don't rush into wanting to be part of something or the fame. They mm-hmm. should relax and get to understand and do their homework nicely when it comes to the paperwork, because that's what is most important.
It's easier said than done, though, isn't it? I mean, if you have the hunger to go into the music space, perhaps you've been wanting to do it for so long, and somebody tells you, here's an opportunity, I'm going to be your manager, or I'm going to sign you up, it's easy for you to just fall for that. How do you pick it up? Or this might not be the best decision at the time.
It's not at ease at times to pick it up, but then I think you must just get guidance and wisdom from God, because one must have the sixth sense and the third eye, which yeah. is not easily out there. But then if you take your time and also do your homework, checking up people, yep. sussing out people, you tend to get the right person in time.
Okay, got it. QQ joining us in studio on The Verse Route. We just played this song. Where can people who missed the song earlier find the song we just played?
It's on all digital platforms uh-huh. on Q Music, yeah.
Are you into social music. Media? You say you're an introvert. I don't know. How is that social media looking?
I am.
So where do you find you on social media?
It is QQ Music, and also QQ on TikTok, QQMA77, yeah.
Are you comfortable with all these cameras around you? Are you getting into it? Are you like...
I don't have the choice.
You have absolutely no choice. Thank you for making the time to come into the studio. I want to ask, anything you want to share with Mpumalanga before we let you go?
No, there's nothing much than to say, Mpumalanga, here we are. We're here to, I have a calling to develop so young stars. So I intend doing that in the yeah. near future, because it took me 30 years to start doing what I'm doing now. So I can yeah. come through for the younger ones at an early stage.
Your calling will yeah. never leave you. Yeah. It will always stay with you until it actually happens at whatever age. QQ Music joining us in studio. Thank you so much once again.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Always there.